Now it's time for Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature that takes us out into the natural world. Today we'll learn about Vermont's Fishosaurus, the lake sturgeon. Biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra tell us about this ancient resident of Lake Champlain.
Sarah, we're on the Lamoille River on a tiny little sandy island below the Peterson Dam, and I'm feeling a little bit like Gilligan on an island.
I know. You have brought me out here to this remote spot because we are in search of what I call the Fishosaurus of Vermont.
The sturgeon, the lake sturgeon.
This is a fascinating creature. I really think that not enough people know about this fish and all the cool aspects of its life history. And so we're going to join Chet McKenzie and his crew, and they are going to see if they can catch some sturgeon and tag them, and we're going to watch them do it, hopefully. They're coming back right now. They're looking down in the pit. Yes! Woohoo! That means you got a fish, right?
It's a sturgeon. Wow, that's really exciting. I mean, it's one thing to see images of them, but to see them, I mean, geez, that thing is crazy looking.
So, Chet, just guessing at an age, just based on your experience, is this thing, you know?
I'd probably want to weigh it, but I would guess between 14 and 18 years old, maybe younger, maybe 12. It looked big, but I don't know what it measured out to be. Is it over 4 gotcha. Feet? Is it 5 feet?
Yep.
You know?
So you were saying on the way over in the boat that this critter goes back something like 200 million years?
The lake sturgeon has been around a long time. And not only is it one of the oldest, if not the oldest fish that we find here in Vermont, but it's also the largest. You know, these fish can reach 6 and 7 foot long, weigh up to 200 pounds. And they have a really unique life history. They may not spawn until they're 25 years old, and then they may only spawn once every 5 years. A male may spawn earlier. It might be somewhere between 8 and 15 years old. They may not spawn every year either. So, you know, they take a long time to mature. They live a very long age. They can reach 100 years old. And then they only spawn, you know, occasionally during that time, say 5 to 9 years for a female and, you know, 1 to every 3rd year for a male.
Well, and let's take a couple steps back and talk about, you know, why we're out here in the first place. Why are you studying these fish? What about it is important? What's going on with its populations here in Vermont?
The lake sturgeon not only is it very unique for Vermont, but it's also an endangered fish species here, listed by the state of Vermont as endangered. The population really crashed in the 1950s. As in most places in North America, the most likely causes were overfishing. As you can imagine, it's easy to overfish a fish that might not mature for 25 years, so it's easy to crop them off. And then the loss of spawning habitat, as dams were built across North America, they obstructed sturgeon movements back to those spawning reaches they need with the right gravel and the right water depth and velocity so that those eggs could develop and hatch out and the fry could drift downstream.
We're right below the Peterson Dam. Right below there is a deep hole, right, that is actually called Sturgeon Hole or something like that, right?
Right, it is called the Sturgeon Hole, and back before the dam was built, back about 1905, researchers in the United States actually came here to what they called hookup sturgeon. It sounded to me like they were using grapple hooks or snag hooks. There were a lot in there. I mean, they talk about the town of Swanton closing the fishery on the Siskoy because the roads got so slippery with eggs and slime when they were grabbing those fish and pulling them up over the bank.
Oh,
so, you know, at one time we had quite a few lake sturgeon that were running up the Missiskoi, the Lamoille, the Winooski, and possibly Otter Creek.
So they're called a lake sturgeon, but we're sitting here on a sandy island in the Lamoille River. Why the heck are we here?
Right. The lake sturgeon, you know, the adults and the older juveniles prefer to be in a slow water like a lake system or in a large river like the St. Lawrence where there's lots of shallow water areas where they can feed. But they also need to have spawning habitat. And we're here on the Lamoille because this is the time of year that lake sturgeon spawn. And it's a very small reach of the Lamoille River that they spawn in. So we're up here near the spawning habitat, right below the Peterson Dam, and we're trying to capture adult lake sturgeon and put acoustic tags in them so that we can see where they move in the river as well as where they move out on the lake after they leave the spawning reach. And last year, we learned a huge amount of information on lake sturgeon movements that surprised me. And I thought the first day we went out on the lake to look for those fish after they left the rivers, you know, to go out in Lake Champlain, that we would be lucky to find, you know, one or two. Champlain's a big lake.
Yeah.
And we found probably seven the first day out, and once we got better at it, we were able to go out almost any day and find all 10 fish on Lake Champlain.
So, Chet, you were talking about how important acoustic tags are. What are these things and how do you use them?
It's a pretty amazing piece of technology. We surgically implant these small tags into a lake sturgeon, and those tags will ping somewhere between 1 minute and 3 minutes for 10 years. So we're able to track those fish with both a portable receiver that allows us to take a boat out and look for where they are, and we can use a transponder that's, I call it omnidirectional, adhere in a circle around that transponder, and you'll hear if that fish is in the area, and then we can swap it out and use a directional transponder and, you know, turn that and see the signal strength and move closer to the fish.
So wow. You never had any idea about their movements before until you started tracking these. You really didn't know where they were.
We had no idea where they went.
You got to hear the tag. It's in my hand, but
well, we talked about some of their unique life history characteristics. Old, large, mature, late, but they also look pretty strange. You know, you don't see many fish in fresh water that have a shark-like tail, that are covered with these bony scutes, have a pointed, like, head, a torpedo-shaped body, have barbels that hang down on the front of their snout, and have a protrusible mouth, a small eye. I mean, they're just...
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Yeah.
Well, it's not calm because it's a beautiful fish.
No, he's lovely. He's lovely in a comical way.
I mean, it's, what, 200 million years of evolution have made this thing, and it still looks like it's from way back when.
It does.
I like the noodles. Those are cool. So you've got a fish that's sort of out of water, and you've got to do surgery on it. What does that entail exactly?
Well, we use this big tank that's behind you, this big white square tank, and we have a cradle so that the fish's head is down in the water, and then we do the surgery closer to the tail. We'll make an incision there, and then we'll just slide that tag inside the fish, and then we'll stitch it back up. So I'll just leave them there with some oxygen for a while, and then I have to decide where we want to let them go. I hate to put them back, you know, where we're going to net tomorrow. But the nice thing about it is he now can be found.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow we'll come up with the transponder hooked up and we'll see where he is and we'll try not to set in that location.
Chet, thank you so much for having us out here.
I'm glad you could come out for the day, and I'm really glad that we're able to catch the first sturgeon of the year.
It seems we're good luck
one.
For you.
You may be. I'm not sure. We'd have to come back and see if we catch more, but this is the first fish we've had a chance to tag here on the Lamoille with an acoustic tag. And we have a couple more weeks to try to catch sturgeon and put more tags out.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome to come back.
All right.
Thank you. I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Well, let's get across the river. Time to go home.
Let's go.
You can learn more about Lake Sturgeon at vpr.net. Outdoor Radio is produced in partnership with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies in Norwich, with support from the Wyndham Foundation.